Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You all right there, Bob?
Yeah, nice to see you again, Andy, I think.
Fair enough. Here we are. It's episode 3 of Atletico Mince.
Yep.
The football podcast that contains over 8% football content.
Yep.
Because that's what the people want, isn't it?
That seems to be what the people want, yeah. What have we got this week coming up?
Well, just first of all, that theme music we've got seems to be resonating throughout the Far East.
Yes.
Have you had any kind of feedback at all from the...
No, I mean, I'm not particularly fond of it as a piece of music. I know what your intentions are, Andy, to placate the Far East, but for me, I think it can only possibly appeal to chickens. Chickens would like that music.
Oriental chickens.
Well, chickens. Chickens don't have a race.
Chickens are global, are they?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Well, chickens loom large in this week's podcast.
Yeah.
But that comes later on. There's also foam stadiums.
Chicken, foam.
Something about the origins of a comedy catchphrase.
I like the sound of that.
And there's speculation about the doings of a recently sacked manager as well.
Ah, nice one.
Who is he? Where is he? What's he up to?
Yeah.
Tune in and find out.
I'll keep tuned in. Andy, one thing I must just say right now is that you know fine well that I've just had 3 very intrusive scans of my heart.
Yeah. I read that in the newspaper.
You know I've had this week, but you haven't bothered to ask how it went. Yeah. Which I think is fairly revealing.
How's it gone?
Yeah. Well, I can tell that you couldn't give a toss, Andy.
I'm not that bothered. You're still here, so...
Right then. Okay, well, then I hope I dropped down dead halfway through the podcast. Right, all right. Who has the last laugh then?
Well, be you. You, Bob.
Yeah, I'll have the last laugh, Andy. I'll try not to.
You can try and have the first laugh if you want as well.
Right, go on, to it. Let's talk about something.
Just before we get into it.
Yeah.
I can't help noticing that you're wearing a big badge today.
Yep, of course I am.
That's about 6 inches in diameter.
Yep.
And it's got "I like dinosaurs" written on it.
Yes.
What's that about then?
Well, it's, you know, like, take it literally if that works for you. I like dinosaurs.
Do you?
Yeah.
You got a favourite one?
Yeah. T-Rex. No, I like to, you know, just like everyone else.
That's really predictable, isn't it?
Well, it is, because I like to imagine it washing the pots with its tiny arms.
Yeah.
Or playing cards, or trying to cope with a game of Scrabble.
That's your favourite of all the dinosaws?
Yeah. Why are you T-Rex? Like, why have you brought up my badge?
Because it's staring us in the face. I can't stop looking at it.
Okay, well, I'll take it off then.
All right then, fine.
I'm not taking it off.
Take it off, Bob.
Come on, let's get some mints.
Yeah, right, anyway. Are you still a memory man, by the way?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, ask me any question you want.
Here we go. I've got one prepared for you, and I've got this one off Google.
All right.
Bob, can you remember every winner of the Gambian D-League between 1978 and 1992, including the infamous endless season that went on for 5 years during that period?
78 to 92. Can I remember it? Yes, I can. I can, yes.
That's why you're the memory man.
Yep.
You can stay.
I thought you had me then for a minute, but no, I do remember
brilliant.
That,
yeah. Superb stuff, that.
Did you notice Benitez was wearing South Park cartoon socks?
I did.
Yeah. What do you think his intention is there?
I think it's a lucky thing.
You know it is, or you think
it's superstition. I don't know anything about Benitez's socks.
Yeah.
As a Sunderland supporter, I care nothing about his socks, but...
But, you know, you don't think he's trying to, you know, it's not like a charm offensive, like giving him a fun factor.
Do you think that's what it could be? You think he's trying to bring the fun back to St James's Park?
Well, I know you're cynical about all these things.
Just starting off gradually with a slight reveal of some South Park socks.
And yeah,
next week it'll be what, like a novelty tie or something?
Well, you're like at Benitez with his South Park, is that what you'd say? With his South Park socks,
I wouldn't say that, no. Do you think you'll have like a Wallace and Gromit tie on next week or something?
But, well, I was wondering...
A big dinosaur badge.
Yeah. If the... Who's your favourite dinosaur? Is it Barney?
I haven't got one.
No, it's Barney.
I'm not bothered about dinosaurs. I live in the now.
Fucking
I don't
Barney.
Care about dinosaurs.
I was trying to think if a funny sock is ever actually funny. You know, can you have a funny sock?
I've never seen one.
I think it's really tough. The only thing I could think of was that if you wore a nice sort of calf-length sock that had Robin of Sherwood on it, right, and you wore shorts that had guns embroidered on, like a Colt 45 Magnum and that sort of thing.
Right.
That could be quite funny, no?
What kind of shorts? A corduroy shorts?
A cord short or a denim with a colour. Then
so
you could actually
guns and a Robin of Sherwood combo.
Yeah, what do you think? Could be funny? No, I just desperate.
It's pathetic.
All right, fair enough.
But if you're going to work in the funny sock industry, then you're not bothered, are you? Because no one's going to see the socks.
Do you know what's considered?
It's going to be covered in a shoe. You'd just be thinking, oh, fuck it.
Do you know what is the comedy sock? What is the big seller? Or what, you, do you know what I mean? Or,
top of the charts on the comedy socks.
Yeah.
It's probably like a pig or something with a playing a flute.
Pig and a flute.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not too bad. That's not too a chicken.
See, you're looking at us with a bit of disdain there, but if I pitched that to the comedy sock people, I reckon they'd be all over that.
Well, they'd certainly write it down on a notepad.
They'd consider it.
Chicken having a shit.
Yeah, down into the shoe.
Well,
chickens again.
I like to think that Rafa has worn them as his lucky socks. I hadn't thought of that, so no,
it could
that's
be
nice.
But like you say, it could be fun. Maybe he's trying to bring a bit of fun back in the management, because the other week we talked about kind, gentle managers, didn't we?
Yeah.
But maybe Benitez has seen that, decided it's not for him, and he wants to go a different level. He wants to go fun.
Yeah. Our managers are laugh like, I'm going to try my hardest for him.
Yeah.
On the wing. Like the. So who is the fun manager? Klopp's the fun manager then.
Klopp's probably a fun manager, but Klopp doesn't know when to stop, I think, with the fun. He'd be like last one out in the taxi queue when everyone else has gone, oh, sod this, and gone home.
I've got a terrible feeling he's not that funny, but he's got, because of his bulk and that and his character, you feel obliged to laugh, you know.
He's not funny. He thinks he's funny.
Yeah.
And because he's got that position of authority, his players are all kind of duty-bound to laugh along with his antics.
Yeah, and everyone's bought into it, you know, like him wearing a Beatles shirt. Yeah. It made people smile, didn't it? And so he believes, I just think he believes
I've
got the
knack. And he thinks he can do anything now. Yeah.
What about Miserable? Who's the least fun? Pardew's
complicated.
Could be a right laugh,
wouldn't
he?
He could be. Depends on his mood, though. Depends on the occasion. He's quite angry at the minute because he's losing a lot of matches.
Yeah, but put him in a pair of Speedos and give him a bowl of ambrosia rice. You know what I mean? It could
proper
be.
Laugh, that, wouldn't it?
Remy Gard looks down in the dumps, I know.
There's no hope for Remy Gard.
But,
he needs to manage in, like, League Two or something.
Yeah.
Just somewhere where he can just, you know, dig about a bit and have a laugh.
Dig about a bit?
Dick about.
Yeah.
Just enjoy himself.
Remy, dick about a bit. Yeah, we're looking for a manager who can just come here to let's say, Southend.
Yeah.
It could come
no
here
disrespect
to Southend.
To those sort of teams.
No, none whatsoever. But and just dick about for a bit.
It'd be a bit more experimental down there, can't you? It's a breeding ground for comedy and management success.
I mean, he's the thorn in the side of our theory about nice managers, because he seems a pleasant enough guy, doesn't he? And he's stuck there at the bottom of the league.
I think he's just took on a job that he didn't really want. I think he was at a loose end.
Yeah.
It came along and he's thought, I'll do that. How hard can that be, keeping Villa in the Premier League? And he's found out.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
I mean, he was a lot shirt. It could be problems at home. I mean, like, do you know the Civil War recreationist type people?
Yeah.
Maybe his wife's met one of them.
Mm-hmm. She's spending a bit too much time with him.
A bit too much time on whatever, Knobworth Hill or whatever, recreating some incident.
He might have, like, nuisance neighbours or something.
It could have, of course, a lot of, like, thank you for that, Andy, because a lot of time noise nuisance it's not given, it's an awful thing.
Yeah.
But it's our pope with it, hey, what?
I know, but it grinds you down, doesn't it?
Absolutely grinds you down.
It doesn't have to be like ACDC at 4 a.m. every day.
No.
But just like, you know, some raised voices and the telly being a bit so loud, and it just gets on your tits, doesn't
or
it?
Or a cartoon.
Yeah.
A cartoon can be bad. I can remember living in Deptford, there was a bloke who played that. Is it Buffalo Girls who go around there outside?
Oh, yeah, Malcolm McLaren, yeah.
Play that.
Good song, that.
18 hours a day. It ain't so good after 18 hours, I tell you.
I don't know. I'd like it.
Anyway, so carry on with the next item, Andy. Let's have a look at it.
Back to something that I asked you a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Which I want to try and ask you every single week until we've completely exhausted it.
Okay.
Have you ever met a footballer, Bob?
I've met loads of footballers. You want another
footballer's Bob Mortimer has met anecdote? Yeah.
Oh, do you remember Emerson?
Yeah.
The Brazilian who played for Middlesbrough.
With the wet look.
With the wet look, yeah. Yeah.
Did he have a moustache as well? A kind of a pervert's moustache?
No, it was his hair was so wet and shiny that you believed he had a tash. It was just the weirdest thing.
It was just a projection.
Yeah, it was. Think of it as a hair projection onto his lip, yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, after we'd lost a cup final to Chelsea afterwards, I was at the disco.
Right.
With Emerson.
You've got to have a disco, haven't you? Even if you've lost, just to take the edge off it.
There was just said to Brian Robson, said, "Never mind, Brian, there's a disco afterwards."
Yeah.
And there was a little smile that crept into the corner of his mouth.
Robson had gone, "Oh, I suppose you're right,
you're
Emerson.
Right.
It's lit our hair down."
So I went on to the dance floor to dance the samba, salsa, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Because he can't stop dancing. He dances
you
when he eats.
You could see that on the pitch.
Dances when he sleeps. And I said, unlucky... Emerson, you know.
Mr. Emerson or just Emerson?
I think I said Emerson. Right. Unlucky Emerson and that. He says, "Oh, don't worry." I said,
little man.
I've lost my track of it.
Don't worry, loyal supporter. we'll be back.
But he says, "Hey, it's okay." He says, "Okay, little guy." He says, "It's okay, little guy." I was shit. And I thought that were very refreshing,
as he
was seltzering away,
yeah,
without a care in the world, telling me that the reason they'd lost was that he was shit. But there you go.
That's a little bit like one of my very few stories about footballers that I've ever met, and it was when I used to work in a record shop, in the 90s,
yeah.
And do you remember Gary Bennett? He used to be the centre half of Sunderland.
I remember the name. Don't remember the face.
Right. Don't worry about the face. And
he did have a face.
Yeah. Yeah, he occasionally came in the shop, and he came in the morning after a particularly grim, dour 1-1 draw. I think it might have been Tranmere.
Yeah.
Midweek.
Yeah.
February.
Yeah.
Awful. Now, Bennett hadn't been playing that night, but it had been awful to watch. We were so lucky just to get a point out of it.
Mm.
He came in the next morning and asked, and I said, "Were you at the match last night then, Gary?" And he went, yeah. Because obviously, Wubbe was club captain. And I said, left a lot to be desired, didn't it?
Mm.
You know, just reflecting the fans' mood. "We do our best," he said. "We do our best."
What was he, in the SS?
He was just cross.
We
do our best.
Well, I suppose...
Youngling!
I mean, the thing is that...
So I never bother talking to footballers again after that.
But it's interesting that I often think that, you know, Man City, maybe, and Chelsea aside, all footballers, they do try their best, don't they?
I suppose they do, but it's kind of not their fault that they've been signed up as footballers and that they've been picked week after week. You know, like someone was, a Manchester United fan that I know was complaining about Fellaini the other week.
Yeah.
And I said, well, it's not his fault he gets picked. He gets picked and he just gets out there and has a go.
Yeah, I mean, Fellaini's the most likely Premiership footballer to appear in Game of Thrones, isn't he? What do you think?
Off the top of my head, yeah, I'd probably say he is, yeah.
Some sort of lumbering character.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a speaking part.
Having never seen Game of Thrones, I'd just agree with that.
No, he'd loll up into some banquet and lob his cock into a goblet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, hey!
Have some of that.
Sweet enough. That's what he'd say.
And then the week after, off with his head.
Yeah, so... I went up to Liverpool once.
Did you?
Yeah, to interview a footballer.
Oh, right.
I'll tell you about the interview itself another time. But what happened
was... You've already given away some clues there.
A what?
That it was Liverpool.
Yeah, so it's a Liverpool. Well, it was a Merseyside
was it
footballer.
Everton?
Merseyside
or was
footballer.
It just someone who travelled there for the occasion to try and get everyone off the scent?
So I went up.
Date.
I'm not saying anything.
Flash it up.
I went up on a two-seater plane.
Oh, get
with,
you.
Yeah, with Vic.
Who was in the... All right.
With, so, with the
which
pilot.
One of you was flying?
No, So there's just two seats. And then it was a terrible journey because all the way through, you're trying to speak and all you can hear is... So we wanted to spew up and there's this noise going on. So we got into, is it Speke Airport?
I think it is.
Speke Airport or something. And you go out in a separate place, not the normal airport, with the pilot and that. And then when we got into the building, we shut the pilot's hand and said, oh, thank you very much for the
Came
flight.
Us alive.
And he replied to us, and it turned out that that was the noise. It was him.
It was him. Over the tannoy.
Yeah, the plane was as quiet as a mouse.
It was just him. Yeah, Is that your joke for this week?
It's true.
Is that your pre-prepared joke for this week's podcast?
It struck me as an amusing thing to say.
Good, good, good. Are you still happy with the name Athletic Omens? Because you had some grievances
I really hate it, Andy.
Do you?
I really hate it. Do you like it?
I love it. The more you hate it, the more I love it.
Yeah, so it's not changing then?
No, it's not. Actually, I came into some correspondence this week. Someone sent me a classified document.
Right.
Which irrefutably proves that your chosen alternative for this podcast,
yes,
as a name, is unexpected item in the penalty area.
What, me? That's what I said?
That's what you said.
I've never said that.
I've seen a document. It's got your signature on it.
Is that the
unexpected
official document there?
Unexpected item in the penalty area.
But if people might believe that, Andy. That's not very fair of you.
That's the way it is.
So, catchphrases and comedy, yeah?
Yeah, let's lumber into that subject now, gracefully. Because it's written down here about things we're going to say. Yeah, have you got any catchphrase anecdotes that might be football-related, maybe related to, like, say, the fast show, Bob?
Yes, I have. And here
Fire
it is.
Fire away.
It's interesting, you know, like how cultural things cross over and so on, you know.
I think.
And so I was at the 1982 World Cup in... which was the one where in Italy? Was that not 82? It was later.
1990 was Italy.
1992
was Spain.
So it was. I was outside Naples, so it was a Spain one. And
do you want to go back there and revisit that sentence?
Yeah. So
you were in Naples, so that was the Italian one, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I was at the Italian 90 World Cup. I was staying at a town outside Naples, and I don't know if you remember. But it was the best football match I've ever been to. In Naples, we beat Cameroon in the quarterfinal.
We did.
And then the semi-final was going to be up in Turin, for which I had tickets. But there was a terrible, terrible rumour going round the whole of where we were that you mustn't travel because there's going to be terrible violence up there from Juventus fans and so on. And I'll be honest, I shit out. And we watched the match in this town just outside Naples. So there was this big screen, and it was absolutely full of England supporters, jam-packed, watching the match. And then, was it the centre-half scored or something? It bounced up off the wall or something?
It bounced over Shilton, didn't it? Was it a free kick or something?
So Germany scored. One lone voice from the back of this bar went, "Yeah!" Yeah? Everyone looked at him, and he left. He immediately just left the bar. Fast forward to slightly afterwards, I told this story to Charlie Higson, but I embellished it with the words, "I'll get my coat."
In a German accent.
Yeah. And Charlie said to me, could we use that catchphrase? So there's football and the comedy catchphrases.
That's fascinating.
A little bridge built between them there by that German fella. Yeah! I'll get my coat!
You've just laid a little brick in the path of history there.
Yeah, well, there you are. I hope you found that interesting, and you don't look like
it's
you did.
Probably the most interesting thing you've said today so far.
Oh, that's
certainly
more
interesting than your health update.
Yeah, well, that didn't interest you, did it?
Not really.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Let's have one of yours, Andy. Come on.
Well, I just want to get on to chickens now because we're starting to run out of time already. It's been a very, very chicken-heavy week.
Yeah.
And if you look at the world of Wolfsburg striker Max Kruse.
Good player.
Good player, but yeah. Life's not going well for him at the minute.
Yeah? What's happened?
Well, he's been fined 59 grand.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't. He's been fined 20 grand.
Yeah.
And his crime was to leave 59 grand in the back of a taxi. After he'd had a night at the poker.
Oh, what, his winnings?
His winnings.
Why is that a crime? Sorry, I'm not...
Well, according to his managerial team, it's a crime.
Not a crime.
What's the crime? Winning the money, being in the casino, or leaving it in the car?
I suppose it'll be a contract thing. You shouldn't be in a casino.
So he's been punished twice. First of all, he's lost the 59 grand in the back of the car.
Yeah.
How the hell do you leave 59 grand in the back of a car?
Yeah, I once left 5 lemons in the back of a taxi and it still hurts me.
And how many lemons did you have left?
Oh, I still had 40.
So it wasn't that bad, was it? So a percentage of your lemon take.
Yeah, it was just a ninth of them, but still bloody hurts.
I know, that's the next morning, though, isn't
it? 59,000 quid.
59 grand. He's also been admonished by the aforementioned managerial team because he's got an addiction to Nutella.
An addiction to Nutella?
They told him to pipe down a bit with that.
Is that what they said to
him? Pipe down with the Nutella.
Pipe down, son. Yeah.
Wind your neck in
with the Nutella.
Leave it alone with the Nutella. Otherwise, you know, you're going to end up losing more money in the back. That's probably was on a Nutella high, probably.
Yeah.
A sugar rush.
Sugar rush. Put it all on red.
And if that wasn't bad enough... He's been made to take part in Wolfsburg's community programme,
right,
which they've got, and he had to put on a pair of green dungarees and construct a chicken coop
for
some youths.
You brought the chickens in there.
That's where the chickens comes into
it. Do you want a quick blast of your Far East chicken music or not really?
Go on then, just a speeded up one.
All right, go on.
Go on then. There you are. How's that then?
So, he had to build a chicken coop.
Yeah.
But you said to and it's a great story, Andy. I applaud you for the story.
Thanks, Bob.
But at the beginning you said, like, we got a lot of chicken.
Yeah, is that not enough chicken for you?
Oh, that's it. That's the end of the chicken, is it?
It might be the end of the chicken. It might not be. I'm saying to you, is it enough?
I'll take one more chicken.
Oh, I've got another chicken. I've got another one, and it's Liverpool's Joe Allen.
Right.
That midfielder looks a little bit like he's not really sure why he's there.
Yeah, he's better. Well,
he looks a bit pale and lost.
Yeah.
But, you know, he gets the job
done. Got a bit of a hipster look going on, hasn't he?
Well, he has, and it's probably because he's keeping 16 pet chickens at the minute. That's quite a hipster thing to do, isn't it, keeping chickens?
Yeah.
Joe Allen's got 16 of them, and he was on the front cover of Chicken and Egg magazine this week.
That's not a real magazine.
It is a real magazine.
All right, fair enough.
And Joe Allen was on the front.
With his chickens?
He keeps 16 chickens with his wife, Lacey.
Yeah?
And they've got an interest in animal welfare.
But he keeps them with her?
He keeps them with her at all times. He has, like, a belt, and it's got, like...
And it's got
elasticated ropes on and hooks.
Yeah.
And there's 16 elasticated ropes that lead from her belt to an individual chicken. So they're almost like a force field of chickens that she's got around her,
so
wherever she goes.
At the disco, if someone says, "Where's your wife? Which is your wife, Joe?" He can say, "Over there, it's the last with the chickens."
Over there, just behind the one with the dogs. Yeah, they've got 16 chickens. So it's chicken week in the world of football this week.
That's the end of your chickens, is it? Because I haven't really enjoyed it.
I could tell
you
some of the names of the chickens.
Go on, is it going to rescue it?
It's not really.
Well, you commit now. No, the listeners would like to know the names of them.
All right, here we go. Meg, Leg,
Chicken
Silky
Leg.
Silky Steve.
Yeah.
Kate.
Yeah.
Silky Steve Jr.
These are terrible, aren't they?
Giblets.
Chicken Giblets.
Snowy.
Yeah.
Nugget.
Chicken Nugget, yeah.
Dora.
Yeah.
Holly.
Yeah, all right, it's enough, innit? It's enough.
There's please stop. Four more?
No, please stop, Andy, please.
Just shimmer, shine, Chicoletta, and the last one is Kiev.
Okay, thank
you. I left my favourite one to last there for
Chicken
you.
Chicken Kiev.
To go for the big laugh at the end of that piece.
Yeah.
Chicken Kiev.
You can imagine how much our listeners have just suffered. I've suffered. Our listeners have just suffered with that list. But everyone who visits the Allen household is invariably going to be told that list, aren't they?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of suffering.
As Mrs. Allen slowly twirls around in the middle of the room.
Yeah. There's Kiev.
And Joe's got like a pointer.
Yeah.
And he points to each chicken and announces the name. Yeah. She rotates.
Unless they've got comedy socks on with their names on, maybe.
Or the chickens.
Know. Yeah.
Can you get comedy socks for chickens?
I don't know, Andy. I'm just wondering, thinking out loud.
Right.
Just thinking out loud.
Probably not.
I noticed that you asked on Twitter, Andy. You were asking, what is Steve McLaren doing now?
What do the people think he's doing right now? We can't know.
Of course we can't.
Firstly, because we're in a studio here and we're not with Steve McLaren. And secondly, when I asked the question,
he's invisible.
It was 5 hours
human
ago.
Eye. Yeah.
He is at the moment, yeah. He's a shapeshifter, I believe. And he's reverted to his invisible state at the moment until a suitable managerial opportunity comes up.
And what have people been saying?
Well, you can choose your favourite from these
go
and decide
then.
Who's won this week's.
We'll do, I can do that, yes. Yeah. Could we send them something?
No.
All right.
No, that's not going to happen. The first one was Mr. Ken Shabby.
Yeah.
And he's really made an effort here. He sounds like he's desperate to have something read out on a podcast.
I wonder.
So he's put, using his Newcastle payoff cash to make a real dogs playing poker installation in his garage for Les Reed's pleasure.
I don't know who Les Reed is. Carry on.
Fine. JL Sink has been a bit more succinct.
Yeah.
And he said he's in a dressing gown eating minstrels.
That's nice.
That seems plausible, isn't it? Would it be a dressing gown or a kimono? Do you
if
think
I could be in a dressing gown,
I think you'd be in a kimono, you know, knout underneath.
I'd be watching someone on the telly, though. I think he'd be watching Dinner Date, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next one.
Next one is from someone called I Am Di.
Yeah.
The Welsh name. And he reckons he'd be having a pie bap and sculpting his forelock.
Right, okay.
Pie bap, eh?
Yeah, right, yeah. Nice.
And then we've got DJ Darren,
yeah,
who may or may not be a real DJ, I don't know. He says he'll be sat on the bog reading a Saga insurance leaflet because he forgot to take his phone in.
So he has to read the leaflet. So he remembered the leaflet.
He keeps Saga leaflets in his bog? As a backup, just in case
he
doesn't
take his ass?
Possibly.
Yeah. I bet his ass is very tender, though. He'll be pink. The sort of ass you'd still need to put a bit of that powder on to stop it getting sore.
Have you noticed on Andrex now they've got a little advert for their wipes, their toilet wipes.
No.
And what they kind of hint at is they kind of give you instructions for wiping your arse, and they kind of say, you know, wipe your arse, one. Two, get the job finished off properly with one of our new Andrex toilet wipes.
Right.
And what they're saying is, if you're not quite as clean as you'd like to be,
yes,
we're now selling these toilet wipes. Don't confuse them with the toilet wipes that clean the bowl, because they're obviously laced with bleach.
Yeah.
And that's going to create a whole world of
it'd probably kill McLaren. It would kill McLaren, wouldn't it? It would be like
toxic
the alien
shock, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would go straight through him, yeah, burn him.
Saga leaflet would be no good to him then, would it? And then the final one was from someone called Hamish Jones, who reckons he's knocking one out.
I don't think so. I don't think he's knocking one out.
Do you not?
No, I think that I'd like to think he's depressed, and it tends to go down the charts of to do.
So what do you reckon he's up to then?
Steve McLaren, well, I know, I've said it before on here, I think, that his true love, in that Shrek sense, his one true love is carpets.
Right.
Carpet sales.
It's what he wants to be,
It's what he wants to be and where he wants to be. So I imagine he's wandering around in a grey suit, wandering around a carpet tick. Is it called Carpet Tick? Carpet Shop. Carpet Tick, I think it's called.
Is it?
Carpet Right. And like, he's got a suit on so that he is occasionally approached as if he's in a salesman.
Oh, you think he's...
Excuse me, do you work here? And he bluffs it through.
Yeah. Do you reckon it's one of those situations where he hasn't told his wife that he's lost his job and he still goes out every day?
And just goes to the carpet
and he
shop.
Goes down the carpet shop and pretends to be a member of staff.
Yeah.
Helping people out.
Has he got a wife?
McLaren?
Yeah.
He's got at least one wife, I would reckon.
You reckon? You just say, or you reckon? Why? Because he's a man.
Well, he just looks like someone who's downtrodden. You so said I assume he's got a wife.
You said last week that you lost your virginity to a roofer. One, was that true?
No.
Ah, oh, right.
So is there a two? There's not a two, is there?
Well, so that
I've just blown it out of the water, haven't I, with my denial. Now, the denial might be untrue as well. You'll never know.
I'll never know.
No.
Well,
I'll teach you to pry, won't it?
Do we have time for another topic, Andy?
Well, West Ham, everyone's favourite East London club that are about to move into a stadium that doesn't belong to them and that they've got on the cheap.
You sound a bit bitter there. What's that about?
No. It's up to them what they want to do.
Why are you bringing the hate thing back in?
What's
it to you? What's it to you that they've got the stadium for now?
I haven't got any hate for West Ham.
All right, carry on then.
I just mentioned a couple of facts there. They're moving out from the bowling ground, I think they call it. They also call it Upton Park, don't they?
Do you know where that started?
Do you have a stadium with two names?
I've followed football now for 50 years, and until this season, I've never heard this bowling ground thing. Do you know
it? I've heard of it before.
You're kidding?
No, it's
Upton
common
Park.
Knowledge. Yeah, but they call it the bowling ground as well.
Well, I, there's some marketing thing going on there or something.
Well, no doubt. They'll be making it into smart ass on Twitter. Will tell us why it's.
Well, I would genuinely
that.
Like to know because it upset me because I like the history, you know, the football and West Ham play at Upton Park, which used to be a very scary place to go as an away fan in the 70s.
The Chicken Run.
It was bad, but a great atmosphere there. Best atmosphere in London, I would say for sure.
Well, that's over now because they're moving to the Olympic Stadium and it's cavernous. I mean, environs.
I hope it's not a disappointment for them.
Well, what's your opinion?
Anyway, so what's happened at West Ham?
Well, they're obviously trying to drag the arse out of it financially before they move. And they're now selling foam stadiums of the bowling ground.
Well, that's quite nice.
Stroke Upton Park.
Right.
That you can wear on your hand.
Oh, they're gloves.
Well, they're sort of like gloves, but they're rectangular in the shape of a stadium.
So you put them on your hands. Tell me in what context you put them on your hands.
You put them on your hands and I think you wave them in the air.
At the match.
When you go down the match.
Yeah.
And they're only £6, which is probably the best thing about it.
That's quite, that's quite a lot of foam for £6.
Isn't it?
How much is a pillar?
I don't know, but you could easily strap two of these together and get a pillar out of it, couldn't
Cover them with an Upton Park tea towel.
Yeah. They're probably selling them below cost, aren't they, when you think about it?
They're forever blowing bubbles, aren't they?
They are, forever, yeah.
Yeah.
That must cost a few bob as well. And especially when they're moving to the new ground.
Yeah.
The bubble expenditure's going to go through the fucking roof.
All right, with you swearing, but how would you operate your bubble machinery with the foam gloves on? It's kind of one or the other, really, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't do both. You've got to have someone who's out there striding up and down the touchline, giving it all with foam hands in the air and encouraging the crowd to do the same. And then there's another fella pumping away at the bubble machine.
Makes me think... You declared earlier that you can't have a funny sock. Can you have a funny hand, a funny glove? Is that?
It wouldn't seem you can, no.
What, you think West Ham have tried, and if they can't do it, no one can do it?
If you can't do it with a stadium, what's the alternatives? There's the big hand, isn't there?
Well, there could be cock and balls or something, or...
Would that be funny, though?
Pie in one hand, chips in the other, something like that.
That's probably one we can ask the listeners for next week, isn't it?
Any funny gloves?
What can you think of a foam product that would be funny? That's not a cock and balls and it's not a football stadium.
I did want to mention, because we are running out of time here, I did want to mention that I read this week that Ronaldo, Jeffrey Ronaldo, his leap, some professor has worked it out, probably using maths.
Yeah.
Right? That his leap is superior to the leap of a cheetah.
Really?
Yeah. And although I don't particularly have anything to say to that, I thought that was interesting. Because sometimes, if you freeze frame a Ronaldo leap, you do think, that is unusually high.
It is. Do you think he's using some kind of stimulants to get that height?
Well, maybe the comedy sock lined with foam, but a kind of spring foam. I don't know.
That or cheetah blood.
I mean, I wasn't really, you know, trying to be light-hearted about it. I thought it was quite
extraordinary.
Are you
trying to bring some science into the
extraordinary. I love cats. There was a bloke on a cat documentary. I watch ITV. I watch Channel 5 mainly.
Yes.
Do you?
Who doesn't?
I watch Channel 5 mainly. I watch ITVB during the day.
Yeah.
But occasionally I like...
For all the stuff that you didn't bother watching on ITV 4 years ago.
No, I like the Hollywood. I like the Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Right.
And I like Dinner Date. The wall to wall.
Which of them is Steve McLaren watching right now? I wonder.
I think he's on. He's probably on the Housewives. That's it.
But he's McKimono on.
I saw the a Big Cats documentary. And have you ever seen an ocelot? It no. sounds like one of the like Monty Python funny. But have you seen the animal, the ocelot?
I've seen one. I've seen a picture of one. I've seen one close up.
Extraordinarily beautiful, rare creature.
Are they really smooth?
Smooth, spotted and striped, beautiful animal. And there was a bloke, God knows where it was, and in a genuine, not in a game or a zookeeper, just in a natural habitat, he could go to this clearing in the forest and go, or whatever he was saying.
Yeah.
And an ocelot would come out of the forest and go with a walk for him.
Wow.
I mean, anyway, that's just rubbish.
He's channeled the ocelot's language there. He's manipulating it. I get to do anything.
Have you seen the downside of it?
I'm not. I'm just looking at the possibilities.
He's exploiting the ocelot.
I'd be more interested in Joe Allen if he kept ocelots than chickens.
Well, we all would be.
God, that just speaks volumes about Joe Allen, doesn't it? Chickens.
Anyway, do you know how there's a little footnote to me, the Fast Show story? Is when Charlie told me that he said to me, "Can I use that for this comedy, this new show we're doing?" I said, "Yeah, of course you can." He said, "Look, Bob, if we ever make 40 million quid from it, we'll pay you 500-600 quid for it." I said, "Well, that's a deal. That's fine." And do you know
that's a good deal. No,
well, do you know what the bugger is?
What's that?
They made 39.5 million, and I never got a penny.
That's like when they give a player 39 matches, because if they play them for a 40th match, they've got it triggers a extra payment, doesn't it?
Triggers a clause.
You've tried to trigger a clause there.
Well, maybe in time, show. If my heart lasts out, not that you could give a toss, maybe those sales will go up to 40 million and I'll just get
someone else in. I'll get Charlie Higson in or someone.
Charlie won't be, well, he'd be better than me, but he wouldn't be great.
Well, there you go.
You know what I mean? So next week, are you asking our listeners to look out for anything in particular?
I think we've just asked them, haven't we? We asked them what kind of foam product would be funny.
Yeah. I would also just be interested to find, you know, who they think is the most fun manager.
Right.
Because it's a difficult one. I think the least fun manager is a difficult one. Pochettino, Pardew, maybe.
Pardew, I reckon.
Remy Gard.
We shouldn't be concentrating on the Premier League either. We need to be looking outside of the Premier League.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Sean Dyche, he'd be no fun.
You don't reckon?
No.
Have you got a thing
strict.
About him? I think he might be. Well, he might have that Klopp thing where he says he thinks he's funny and you've got to laugh.
Can you imagine,
good one, Sean.
Can you imagine a pub run by Sean Dyche?
Yeah, he'd be great with his regulars.
But the outsiders would be eyed with suspicion.
Yeah, and they'd just drink yellow liqueurs.
He'd have a quiz night on, but he wouldn't want it.
Yeah, and could you imagine having asked for the darts from him?
Yeah.
He'd just give you a look, wouldn't he?
So there you go. Least fun manager.
Yeah.
Arguably Sean Dyche.
Maybe, but let's see what people think.
Yeah.
Well, it's been lovely. I must go off and have some further work, investigative work on my heart, Andy.
If that's what it takes to get you back here next week, Bob, well, go for it.
Thank you very much indeed. Goodbye.
Well, I just wanted to say that our listeners can find us on Twitter at Atletico Mince.
Atletico
Mince. Are you still here?
Yeah.
At Atletico
Mince. Turn the button off. I don't want you saying stuff. Can you turn it?
No,
I don't know what you do.
That's all I want to say. Just that they can follow us there, get updates, and find out when we're on next, and answer our questions.
And contribute to the show. Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. It's an inclusive thing we're doing here. And that's basically it.
So Cue the music.
You can leave the room now.
Thank you very much, Andy Dawson.
Goodbye.
No, the heart thing went really bad.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello? Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.